Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalin. Excuse my croaky voice, guys. I have had a sore throat and I've been a little bit unwell, so I'm not going to sound quite myself today, but I wanted to hop on and share this podcast with you. As I said, I hope you're doing well today. And if you're new to my podcast, please feel free to scroll back and have a listen to the many other episodes that I have on here. My mission is to give you clarity, insight, help you in your relationships, helping you become the best version of yourself so that you can ultimately be in a loving, healthy relationship. I mean, that's what we all want, right? We all want to find the one. We all want our happy ever after and build that life together. And, you know, I feel like today, with so many things going on in the world, now more than ever, I feel like connection and having that person feels even more of an important thing for us, right? I know for me, it's certainly something that is coming up in my own life where I'm feeling like, you know what, I feel like I am ready to be in a relationship. I've gone through a heck of a lot, as most of you know, and I've shared a lot of that through these podcasts, of course. And if you follow me, you know my story, from my toxic relationship patterns to healing to working through all my inner trauma, inner child work, all of that jazz. And then I feel like now I'm in a place where I feel, you know, I think it's time. So that's really interesting to even get to that place. So if you're listening to this thinking, yeah, Sally, I'm feeling the same too, this is good. So I thought today I would talk to you about love in itself, you would have seen from the title, and compatibility, and how being in love or being attracted to someone isn't enough, right? You can be in love with someone, but you might not be compatible with that person. And if you're not compatible with that person, what does that really mean? Well, it means that relationship isn't going to work out in the way that you would hope, because being compatible is highly necessary. And I thought it would be a good idea to run through some of the signs that you are compatible in your relationship. And like I say, you want both sides of that equation, right? You want to have the chemistry and feel all those love feelings, but you need to be a compatible match. And I talked about this before in other podcasts, chemistry versus compatibility. And it's definitely something that's coming up for me more and more. I've met quite a few different people lately. I've also reconnected to an ex-partner of mine. And it's just interesting sort of looking at the different energies and who I am now and what is okay for me, what isn't okay. And also, like, who would I want to spend the rest of my days with, right? Because I'm definitely at a time in my life where I don't want to be dating for the next like 50 years, you know? It's time. So let's get on and talk about some of the signs that you're compatible. So in no specific order, number one is that you don't want to change your partner. You don't want to change them. You love everything about them. And you respect your partner for who they are. And, you know, they may not be perfect, but for you, they are. But if you feel like you want to change parts of their personality, or you don't like what they're wearing all the time and you feel like you need to change them, it's probably a little sign there that, I mean, sometimes we like to dress our partners right and make them look a certain way. That's okay. But you know what I'm saying. If there is this general feeling that you want to change their looks or their general personality, then, you know, this is not a good sign. You want to just be, I just love them the way they are, you know. So there's no need for wanting to change this person. The second sign that you're compatible is that you don't question the love in the relationship. You are very much at peace and comfortable. You know the way that person feels about you. You feel very secure and happy in that relationship, happy with that person. There is a sense of home, a sense of comfort. It really is your soft place to fall. And I talk about that a lot because I've had both experiences where I've been in a situation, in a relationship where I felt so unsupported, very much alone. And I've had relationships where, of course, that I was, you know, very safe. And that was my journey of figuring all that out. But we don't question the love in the relationship when we're compatible match, right? So that's another sign that you're compatible. The next sign is, I feel like it's really important that you share similar values, similar interests, like having shared values, because it just is the backbone of so much of what we do, what our values are. So yes, it's important to have your own things that you do, your own interests, your own hobbies, for example. But when I feel like we've got to have our individuality, of course, but to share similar things, I think is a sign that you're compatible. Like, you know, when you're compatible, you make the effort to spend time doing things together, doing things apart. But having common ground with a partner helps in those long-term situations. You want to have that shared interests because, you know, just supporting each other and just being, you know, there for each other, I feel like it is really a key factor in that compatibility, to whether that relationship can go the distance, right? The next sign that you're compatible, which I feel is really important, a very important one, is that you both want to solve the problems that arise in the relationship. So, you know, when those issues arise, there is a definite feeling of you want to be able to sit down, both of you, and work things out. It's not like you turn away from the relationship. And I feel like this is what happens to some people when there's a lack of communication and inability to be totally vulnerable in relationships. People turn outside of the relationships, and this is where you have people cheating and all that kind of stuff, because sometimes they're, you know, that is what happens, which is, you know, an awful thing for anyone who's been in that situation to know. So when you are in a compatible relationship, you both have that same, it goes back to values as well, to be able to want to work things out, right? Very, very important that you've got that same respect and love for the relationship, and working things through is the number one thing, should things arise. The next point that says you're compatible is your partner makes you be makes you want to be the best version of yourself, right? Like, I know this is like a cliche from a movie. I think it was like, I can't remember that Jack Nicholson movie, As Good As It Gets, I think, or something like that. He goes, "You make me want to be a better man." But I really feel that we want to be with people that make us want to be better, right? It's such a container for growth when you have that. And it's, you know, it's a great factor of compatibility to see that, right? So again, that is an important one. I think it's just a good one to have, right? Because obviously some of these that I'm sharing, you know, they're not all, oh, you must have these for it to be compatible. Just throwing some things out there, which I've learned along the way, which I know works. And, you know, I'm definitely seeing, like I say, in my own life, the things that I need. The next sign that you are compatible is that you both have the same vision for the future, that you can both imagine a future together with each other. So, you know, I think it's very important to look into the future and ask yourself, is this a person I can grow old with? Is this just someone that I want to spend my days with? And I feel like, remember, with so many dating apps around now, so much easy access to the people, when we fall in love, there's always this giant high for about, 3 to 6 months, where you're on this like addiction almost of just this drug. And that's what love does. That initial falling in love sets off the same brain chemicals. Your brain literally is activated with all these incredible hormones, the same ones that get lit up when you're taking some kind of drug. And that's what love does. And so when that starts to peter out slightly, some people feel like, oh, they're, you know, maybe it's not what I thought. Maybe there's something better. Or when problems arise, it all becomes too hard. And, you know, people start, you know, but the reality is love is a choice. And love isn't always, you know, I wouldn't say love's not always easy. I think love itself is easy, but life isn't always easy. And there's challenges. And you got to decide who you want to do those challenges with, I guess, and those battles with, because it doesn't matter who you're with, there's going to be those challenges, the battles, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows. And it's about really deciding who do you want to do that? Who do you want to do life with? Okay. So can you see yourself with that person? The next sign that you are compatible is that you can be completely yourself, completely 100% you around that person. When you and your partner are compatible, there is this effortless easiness where you can completely say, do, feel, just be yourself. Okay? This is so important. The guard's down. You're just, there's no worrying about any consequences if you're not in the best state or not feeling great, if they're going to react in the wrong way. You just can be yourself. It's comforting. It's warming to the soul. Again, really important that you can just completely be yourself. The next sign that you're compatible, and I think, again, this is the one I'm going to share now, I think this is a really important one actually, is that you enjoy spending time doing your own thing as well as hanging out together. I feel like healthy relationships means that you should be doing your own things. You should still be going to see your friends, doing your own whatever at different times. Healthy relationships doesn't mean you're forever locked into doing what your partner does and every weekend just doing what they're doing and everything. I mean, I know in the early days you might like doing that and that, you know, but I feel like it's important to do your own thing as well. Like when you have that, you know, in the relationship, it's healthy. It also keeps it fresh, right? That you do have your time apart and you do different things. And again, another good sign of compatibility, there's just like, yeah, babes, you go and do that and I'll catch you later. You know, it's really a good thing. And the last point I'm going to make today, because I could literally go on and on and on. The compatibility factors is that when you're a compatible match, you share things at a deep level with your partner. So it's like there are things that your partner knows that no one else does, and vice versa. You are able to be completely, a bit like the last point really, just completely open, and you know things about each other that no one else does. It's that sort of sacred place where, you know, and you can't do that when there's not that compatibility factor. It just feels off. So knowing that you feel, again, this soft place to fall is really important. So I hope those have helped you. So I will just say this last one as well, because I feel like this is a really important one to mention, is you have to be attracted to each other. Even though sex isn't everything, I feel like to have that physical attraction, it is part of the compatibility. Because yes, you know, like I said, I did a podcast a while about chemistry versus compatibility, what is most important. Well, they're equally as important. But you know, at the end of the day, you can love someone and you might not be compatible, and you can be compatible and not love someone. It's the balance. But having that physical attraction is super, super important. So look, just to run through a couple of those, just highlight some of those ones I've just gone over, you know, that we've just spoken about, is You don't want to change the person. You absolutely love them from who they are. There's no need to sort of feel like you need to change their appearance or change who they are. You just love them for who they are. It's 100% genuine love. You don't question the love of that relationship. You feel very secure. You share similar values and similar interests. You're about working things out together. You know, if there's a problem arising, you want to solve things. You can imagine a future together. Like, you can see that that person would be someone you'd want to grow old with. Your partner makes you want to be a better person, right? That's just how it is. You definitely feel like this person makes me want to be better, or this relationship is making me want to be a better person. And you have shared values, shared interests, very important. You're very attracted to each other. So, you know, a few other little things is just feeling like you get along with each other's families, and all of that stuff. But I hope that's been a little bit helpful for you today, guys. I thought I would share this because at this stage in my life where I'm thinking about sort of settling down, meeting someone, all sorts is going on right now. I'm not going to share too much with my life right now, but it's just interesting, isn't it? Because like I say, in these times, we want to feel a sense of connection and we want to be with the right person. And I think at the end of the day, it's a choice. If you've got those factors that I've just shared, I think, you know, make a good choice for yourself. Make a good choice. We don't want the toxic. We don't want the abusive. We don't want the mind games, the overthinking, the never knowing if they're going to do this or that. We want certainty. We want that comfort. We want that predictability in the relationship. We want to know that that person is steady and stable and consistent. And that is what we want. So on that note, I'm going to love you and leave you. Let me know how you find this podcast, guys. Please, please give me feedback on the episodes that you're listening to. If you would like to work with me, you can reach me on my website, sallykalin.com. We are upgrading the website. Cannot wait for that to go live in the next week. I have got also my ex-partner coming on as a guest in the coming episodes. We are wanting to release that soon. I am looking forward to chatting to you more, guys. But for all information about my one-to-one coaching programs, DM me on my Instagram or on my website, as I said. And we dive deep. We do all the work. So this is the place to be. It is an experience. We go on an epic journey of radical healing. If you aren't familiar with my programs, I basically help people obviously get over a breakup. I help them unlearn toxic patterns and find the love of their life. Whether it's a mixture of all those things, one of those things, that is the work that I do. I've been coaching for over 15 years. This is my passion. And yeah, get ready because we do go deep and it is an awakening experience. So I'm going to love you and leave you. I will be back in a few days with a new podcast. Catch you soon, guys.